there is always another story or another side to it. A unique angle, a unique viewpoint, a unique insight. This is Chai Avner. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. The state of Western Australia has announced that it intends introducing measures yet to be approved through its legislation, which will ban the use of Nazi symbolism. The states of New South Wales and Victoria have already done so, and now Queensland and Tasmania have indicated that they will soon follow suit. The Western Australia legislation, when approved, would ban the display and possession of Nazi symbols, including flags, clothing, tattoos, and any other Nazi representations. Penalties for violating the law will include fines and prison time. Jewish Community Council of Western Australia President Jeff Medaglia has welcomed the announcement, saying that this legislation will mark a triumph for civility in Western Australia over hate mongers and bullies who use Nazi symbols as a rallying signal. In the United Kingdom, a British Holocaust survivor has lambasted the British government over its response to rescuing Jews in France during World War II. Joan Salter, who teaches children in the United Kingdom through the Holocaust Memorial Day Trust, specifically refers to the mass arrest of French Jews from June the 16th to the 7th of July 1942. Salter recalled how the United States sent a ship for refugees at a time when the UK, she feels, made excuses not to help. She also said, quote, "With Holocaust education, I feel you need historic facts, and the idea that Britain always accepted refugees is a load of rubbish," unquote. According to Salter, documents found in the Public Records Office reveal that the government was well aware of the Jewish predicament, adding that British diplomats were on record as having said that, quote, "refuge would be granted only in some rare and exceptional cases, if it could be shown that the admission of the refugees will be directly advantageous to our war effort," unquote. Salter believes that this attitude stemmed from prejudicial views held by British Jews of Polish Jews at that time. 9 new joint projects between the United States and Israel will soon enjoy a generous grant of $8.4 million from the Israel-US Binational Industrial Research and Development BIRD Foundation. These projects include a robotic navigation system, an inertial sensor solution for space flights, and an autonomous clean energy harvesting system. BIRD said in a statement that all projects can access private sector funding, which will increase its total value to $20 million. Israel Innovation Authority Chairman Dr. Amiram Applebaum said that he is pleased with the bilateral U.S.-Israel support of technologically innovative projects which are dealing with some of the most pressing global challenges such as climate tech, agri-tech and health services. The Israel Antiquities Authority recently announced that an ancient Hebrew coin dating back to year 2 of the Freedom of Israel during the Jewish rebellion against the Roman Empire in Judea has been found during an excavation of caves by the Dead Sea. It is dated back to the second year of the Bar Kokhba Revolt, which was a failed Jewish uprising against Roman rule in Judea, which broke out in 132 AD following Roman repression of Jewish practice. One side of the coin shows a date palm with the name Shimon in ancient Hebrew, which is thought to refer to Shimon bar Kokhba, the leader of the revolt, and the other side features a vine leaf with the surrounding inscription reading Year 2 of the Freedom of Israel. The Israel Antiquities Authority says that additional excavations at the site may reveal whether these caves served as bar Kokhba's headquarters during the revolt. And Friday is here again, and so too is the weekend. Let's see what made headlines this week. A recent survey showed that a majority of Israelis feel that it is time for Jews in the diaspora to come home. At the end of 2022, data released by the Combat Anti-Semitism Movement reveals that 1,116 institutions worldwide have adopted and endorsed the IHRA working definition of anti-Semitism. Nike released a honey-dipped, dense, chewy bagel-looking sneaker honoring its Jewish-inspired recipe from Montreal, Canada. Germany's parliament will next week on the 27th of January host an exhibition of Holocaust-era items from the Yad Vashem in commemoration of International Holocaust Remembrance Day. And discovered this week, known as the Silk Road, it was part of a vast network of ancient trade routes which connected China and the Far East with Israel, the Middle East, and later the West. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. This Chai FM Global Update is a daily newscast focusing on Jewish news from the diaspora. It's free for you to listen to on chaifm.com. If you subscribe, we will email it to you daily.